Need you first.
Hold on, I've stopped. So it's Saturday morning, it's 10:30 a.m. and we're parked at Horton in Ribblesdale and we can see the summit of Penygent, which we are now going to go off and climb. 2,277 feet, minus one down here in the car park, minus seven, and we can see a slight smattering of snow on the peak. And I'm with Kevin and Stephen in the car park, and Kevin is donning his deer hunter style mountaineering cap. So Kevin, looking forward to today's climb?
To be honest, it looks an absolute doddle, so I don't know what we're all worried about. 2,000 how many metres? 2,000 feet?
2,277.
That'll take us about 20 minutes, yeah?
Okay, so a very confident approach to the day there from Kevin. It looks a doddle. We will be booing later when we get back down, so we'll see how much of a doddle it's actually been. And Steve, looking forward to it?
Very much so. I've had my coffee for the day, ready to go. Very much looking forward to it. Same attitude as Kev, be a doddle.
And for anyone who would have seen it, Steve has had his coffee for the day. By the size of the cup he drank this morning, he's had his coffee for the next 3 weeks. So if getting to the top of this thing depends on a caffeine buzz, then we'll be in his wake and trying to catch up with him. So we're about to set off. We're going to climb Penygent, and we'll let you know how we get on. This is John, and as ever, I'll be you later. So, audio boo part two, we're at the top. We're at the top of Penygent, 2277 feet, just touched the cairn, and what a beautiful view it is up here. Very cold and a little bit windy, but clear skies as far as the eyes can see. So, Nicola, how did you find that? Was that easy? Was it what you expected?
I'm not sure actually. Some bits were easy, some bits were hard, some bits were a bit scary.
Nicola did very well getting up here in the time that we got up, didn't do too much moaning. So Elaine, you're the experienced one here, you've done Penygent before, how was that for you?
Do you know what, I did it faster than I'd done it before. I didn't stuff as much as I normally would, but yeah, it's tough, the last bit's tough, but I really enjoyed it.
That must have been Steve and Kevin dragging us all along at a breakneck pace, which is why Elaine's ended up doing it much faster than before. So let's go and have a word with Mr. Doddle himself. This is going to be easy. Kevin, was that as much of a doddle as you thought it was going to be? So I've advised Kevin that the best thing you can do tomorrow is go for a 10k run about 7 o'clock in the morning to shake his calf muscles out. And Steve said he's going to do some press-ups on the way down just to show off. Is that right, Steve?
I'm ready for the run back down, John.
Ready when you are.
He's ready for a run back down, so we might be stripping all our stuff off. I mean, mountaineering stuff now closed. It's far too cold for that. And running back down. This is John, and as ever, I'll be you later. So we are now back down in the cafe, having survived the ordeal of a very, very hairy, snowbound, sliding, random descent, which went from 14 minutes of careful planning and movement into 90 seconds of sheer terror, bedlam and mayhem. So on the whole, Nicola, enjoyed the experience?
Yes, I did in the end. Bit nervous, but yeah, it was good.
Elaine, good day?
A really good day. Thanks all for a really nice time.
Just so you know, if we had have died on the descent, we decided collectively that it would have been Elaine's fault because she chose the route. So, boys, quickly, do it again sometime?
Definitely.
Definitely so, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, so that's the end of the Penygent boo. This is John, and as ever, I'll be you later.